exalt him, appreciate him for the gift of life, celebrate him for the encounters that you have been seeing, for the encounters that you have been witnessing. Appreciate him, celebrate him, magnify him for the effect, impact of liberation mandate on your life. Celebrate him, because in this celebration season, you are being imparted by the word in every session. Appreciate him, celebrate him. Even at the prayer hour yesterday, the answer to all our prayer, celebrate him, appreciate him for what you have been witnessing ever since you have been on this exalted mountain. Appreciate him this morning. Glorify his holy name. Let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Lift up a voice, magnify his holy name, exalt him, appreciate him for the gift of life. Thank him. Now lift up a voice and begin to express your word. Express in words this morning what you desire from the Lord. Express your heart desire. Remember, he has not had the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Now this morning, lift up a voice. Ask the Lord this morning, my Father, you have brought me to decorate me. You have brought me for answer to all the bugging questions in my life. Lift up a voice this morning. Express what you desire from the Lord this early morning. Lift up a voice and express in words this morning what you desire from the Lord this morning. Father, haven't brought me this morning. I know the heaven is open. Father, I am here this morning for answers to all my prayer. This morning, I ask for your blessing over all that I've been standing to do here this morning. In the name of Jesus, now begin to celebrate him. Wave your hands on this morning. Appreciate him, because you are the one that the Lord will be visiting this morning in this early hour prayer. Father, I thank you because you are visiting me. I exalt your holy name. I appreciate you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the priest?
Say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking, and I will say,
I said, thank you, Lord,
for the good things you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time I see,
every time I
another
see
breaking
of the day,
and I say, thank you, for the things you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time I see another breaking of the day, and I will say, thank you, Lord. You are the good God. You are the great God. For the things you've done for me. Every time I see another breaking of the day, and I will say, thank you. And I will say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, and I will say thank you, Lord. You are the good God. Every time When I sleep and I work, I woke up the peace of God. You are the God. Every time I see another breath, and I will glorify your name, then I will give you all the glory. Oh, all the time, every time. Every time I see, and I will give you all the glory, and I will give you all the praise, Jesus. Every time I see another breaking of the day, thank you. For Jesus, I serve a God who answers prayers. I serve a God who answers prayers. I serve a God who answers prayers. Who answers prayers? Who answers prayers? Forevermore, I serve a God.
Hey. Who answers prayers?
We serve a God.
Who answers prayers?
I serve a God. Oh. Who answers prayers?
Who answers prayers?
Forever. I serve a God who answers prayers. I serve a God who answers prayers. We serve a God who answers prayers. Who answers prayers? Jesus answers prayers forevermore. I serve a God
who answers prayers.
We glorify you, Lord. You will never change, and you will never fail.
Yeah.
Forever, I serve a Jehovah. I will serve the Jesus. I serve Jehovah. Hey, who answers prayers? Who answers prayers?
Forever.
Amen, amen, amen. Jesus. Amen, amen,
amen.
Jesus, amen. Jesus answer.
Amen.
He answered by fire. Answered by thunder.
Jesus answers prayer forevermore.
When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah.
When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah.
When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah. When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah.
His covenant
of peace, his covenant of breakthrough. When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah. His covenant of breakthrough, his covenant of lifting. When I remember his covenant, I'll give all the glory. His covenant of fruitfulness, his covenant of lifting. I say, when I remember his covenant, I'll give all the glory. When I remember his covenant, I'll shout praise the Lord. When I remember his covenant, I give all the glory. His covenant of happiness, his covenant of fruitfulness. His covenant of promised land, his covenant of prosperity. When I remember his covenant, I give all the praise to you, Lord. When I remember his covenant, I give all the glory.
When
I remember his covenant, I give him all the praise. When I remember his covenant, I give you the glory.
When I remember his covenant, I shout hallelujah.
When I remember his covenant, I give all the praise.
If you truly believe his covenant is working for you, make that hallelujah bigger. Give him a big hand and please take your seat. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turn around. At this prophetic feast prayer hour, it's my privilege to bring to us a word of exhortation that will prepare us for our intercession. Today, as we engage in intercession, there shall be intervention. Amen. There shall be revelation. Amen. There shall be open doors for you. Amen. You shall truly possess your possession. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 9, we have another description of the promised land. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Amen. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. In this land you shall not lack what to eat and drink. Amen. Thou shalt not lack anything in that land. Anything, spiritual, physical, social, material, you shall not lack anything. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. This scripture, among others, shows to us the availability of everything you need. And by the blood of Jesus, we have accessibility. But it is our responsibility to do the possession. The possession. There is the accessibility and availability dimension, which is done by God, but ours is to do the possession. And this is where many of us are lacking. We are not possessing what belongs to us. And that's why the scripture says in James chapter 4 verses 2 and 3, you have not because you ask not. It is demand that determines supplies. Your blessing has already left the hand of God. It is now yours to stretch forth your hand to take what belongs to you. Say with me, I take what belongs to me. God said, in that land there shall be no scarceness. There shall be no lack. In case somebody doesn't understand the meaning of scarceness, God said, let me tell you the other way. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack. Say with me, I have no more lack. I take what belongs to me. That is why the simple principle of prayer was presented to us by Jesus. Matthew 7, from verses 7 to 11. Ask, ask, ask. It's an open ticket. Nobody's name is there. You can put your name there. Ask, and it shall be given. Very straightforward. You ask, and it shall be given. It shall not be held back from you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. For whosoever asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knock, it shall be opened. If you take note of the word, shall is a covenant commitment. You ask. And then he concluded in verse 11. Very, very clear word. For every everyone that asketh shall receive. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good, remember good land, good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things, not a good thing, but many things, good things to them that ask him. Say with me, I have no more lack. Say it confidently. It's all available to me. Already accessible. Now I possess what belongs to me. Now we have the story of the brother of the prodigal son, who though was laboring every day, but would not ask for anything. Religiously, he was committed, but he will not ask for what belongs to him. And so when the prodigal son returned from his waywardness, he demanded for what belongs to him again. Then the older brother got angry. And hear what the father said in Luke 15:31. He said unto him, son, he was addressing him as an apparent heir of the possession. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is yours. His problem is not availability, is not accessibility, but lack of asking. You have not because you ask not. That's what the father was telling him. If you have asked, it will have been given to you. How many of us will ask this morning? It shall be given to you. I say it shall be given to you. It shall be given to you. Who said so? Your father said so. It is not a man's idea. It is your father who said so. We are already taken into the land. Let us begin to possess our possession. Possession of a miracle babies. Possession of your new job. Possession of your financial breakthrough. Possession of your good health. Possession of everything that's available to you. But you have to ask in faith. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Do you lack anything? Ask in faith. Ask with assurance. Ask in faith. Ask with assurance. No wavering, no doubting of your status as his son or his daughter. No fear of availability. It's all available to us. He said, if he could give you salvation, how much more will he give to you everything that you require? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. It is now before you to ask what belongs to you. In that land, when they got there, Caleb went to Joshua. I want that place. And it was given to him. In this land, there is no holding back of anything. Whatever is yours shall be delivered to you. In our intercession this morning, you'll be asking God either for intervention over matters you cannot handle, or asking for revelation, asking for direction. You are asking for intervention that is way out of trouble, or you are asking for direction way forward to your next level of possessing the land. I'm sure somebody is ready this morning. It's all available. Help me tell your neighbor, it's all available. If anybody doesn't get anything this morning, it's not the devil to be blamed. It's not God to be blamed. It's you that should be queried. I must possess my own this morning. Rise up to your feet with this understanding. We'll be standing before the Lord as individuals. The next 20 minutes or 30 minutes is available to you. No hurry. If you want to write down the things you want, you do so. It's never late, but target what you want. 1, 2, 3. And stay on it and look up to God. Are you looking for intervention from the hand of the enemy over you or your family? You can call for intervention. Are you seeking direction? You can ask God. Whatever it is, by the time we are done this morning, everything will become clear. All your deliveries shall be made available. Now, raise your voice. First of all, let's give thanks to God for accessibility. Let's thank Him for availability. Let's thank Him for accessibility. Raise your voice, somebody. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Thank Him for availability of the provision and accessibility to the Lord to possess what belongs to you in redemption. Thank Him and thank Him and thank Him for the blood of the Lamb. Thank Him for the name of Jesus, by which you can ask and take what belongs to you. He said, ask anything. Either though you have asked for nothing, ask, and it shall be given to you. If you ask the Father in my name, it shall be done to you. Now, upon giving thanks to God, begin to tender your request right now. Speak to Him as if you are the only one before Him. Don't be conscious about who is next to you. It is between you and your God. Raise your voice. Talk to Him right now. Take any position that is convenient for you. You are standing or sitting or kneeling, but no distraction. No distraction. Thank you, Jesus. He is the God of all flesh. Ask Him for anything. That's what He said. Anything, anything. Nothing is too hard for Him. You can ask Him for that intervention like Ezekiah did, like Jehoshaphat did. The Lord of hosts will fight your battle for you. You can ask Him for direction like Ezra did, and He will give it to you. It's all yours. It's all yours. It's all yours. Maintain focus. Yes. Pressing your request before him. Keep pressing, keep pressing. Ask like a son. Everything I have is yours, said the Lord. Everything he has belongs to you. As a son in the house of the Lord, ask him as a son. Don't be beggarly in your prayer. Ask with audacity. Ask with confidence of sonship. It all belongs to you. The land is set before you. Ask for yours like Caleb. Ask, ask, and it shall be given to you. No further delay. No. Take it now, not tomorrow. Now. He daily loaded us with benefit. Take the benefit of the day in your prayer. 10 more minutes to go. It's never late. It's never late. You can still press to take your healing, to take your deliverance, to take the way out. There is a way out before the Lord in prayer. Intervention for you this morning. Pray like Hannah. Press for what belongs to you. Take it at the altar of prayer. Receive what belongs to you. Receive that direction, that clarity of purpose, that revelation, that word from the Lord. Take it right now before Him. Oh yes, we serve a prayer answering God. We serve a question answering God. Ask Him that question till He gives you clarity. Yes. Will you now begin to make your declarations? You have done your intercession already. Begin to declare the answers with confidence. Begin to declare with confidence. Begin to declare that you have yours already. I have taken what belongs to me. The enemy can no longer take it from me. Raise your voice, for whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Your answer has come, and it shall remain with you forever. Forever. It's a forever answer you have received. Rejoice now profusely. Be thanking him profusely. Be praising him profusely. For this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Profusely thank him. Right now. Right now. Raise your voice in thanksgiving. If you came, you raise your hand as well. If you came, that request you brought before him, you can wave the answer in. You have sent the request out. Now begin to wave the answer in. Wave your answer. Wave your answer in. Wave your answer in. Rejoice. Fear not. Be glad. Joel chapter 2 verse 21. Rejoice. Be glad. For the Lord will do great things. Rejoice. Be glad. For the Lord will do great things. In response to your prayer, he will do great things. He will do great things. That's what he said. Be glad. Rejoice. He will do great things. Rejoice. Be glad. He will do great things. Joel 2:21. He will do a great thing. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord, in response to your prayer, he will do great things. He will do great things. Thank you, mighty Father. Blessed be God. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Amen. Joel chapter 2 verse 21. Fear not, because your answer is here. Amen. Be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord we do great things. For the Lord we do great things. Will you receive with me right now, God's servant, our Father in the Lord, as he comes to place a seal over the things we have received this morning? Okay, let's take some praise as we get set to receive the final prophetic blessing. Amen.
Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise. Prayer answering God.
Praise.
Oh, prayer answering God, you are
worthy of praise.
You deserve all the glory, Lord.
The
prayer answering God, you are
worthy of praise.
You deserve all the glory.
You deserve
the praise. You are the prayer answering God.
If we run to him,
hey, he to him. Every time we run to Jesus, lift up our hands to him. Come now, praise his name. He saves our God. Everybody sing. Put your to our God. Ascribe. Oh, sing. Put your to God. To God. Ascribe. Everybody sing to Jesus.
Receive the prophetic blessing through our Father as we give Jesus a big hand.
Amen. How many believe that God heard them this morning? Shout for joy in the Lord. Amen. Every time your team scores a goal, there's a row. How many have scored a goal this morning? Glory to God. Amen. Answer to prayers is absolutely in response to faith. Not the groanings. Not the exertions. Not putting your head between your two knees like Elijah. But let him ask in faith. Or let not that man think he shall receive anything from God. So how you pose, how you shout, they are all actions of convenience. They don't add one thing in terms of receiving answers to your prayer. And whatsoever thing ye shall ask. In prayers, believing, ye shall receive. How many believe that God heard them? How many believe they have received? Now, there are people who just came to meetings to hear. Not everybody comes to receive. So they hear and nothing is changing. Praise God. But not you. Whatever you have asked this morning is translated to a testimony. Whatever you have demanded this morning is delivered for a testimony. I heard from the Lord this morning very strong. And the inhabitant of that land shall not say, I'm sick. Now, hear this. Not one person is permitted to return from this feast with any trace of sickness on his body. Not one person all over the world connected to this feast today, this week, will return with any trace of sickness or disease. So get excited, because your healing is now, your health is now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Well, the good news is every single item in your intercession and supplication shall return for a testimony. Lift up those two hands and go in peace. The day is declared your day. It shall be to you a day of lifetime encounters. God will be appearing to many of us today, both here on Grand Canaan and around the world, like never before. Therefore, make it a most spiritual day by all standards. Shut down on all non-essentials. Don't become a telephone receptionist. When you are praying, put off your phone. Nobody's chasing you around. Face God. 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 Don't be praying and then somebody calls you, I'm praying. And no one calls, I'm praying. Which way are you praying? You are joking. Do you use your phone in the courtroom? Even in area court. You know area court? You don't. How dare you carry your phone before God's presence? Who are you owing? Shut it down. I have an appointment with the King of Glory. Shut it down. He doesn't speak to you because you don't have time for him. But any Jack and Harry can call you. Heyo, heyo. Yes, I'm coming. Heyo. Heyo. Yes. I'm praying. I'm in Canaan. Heyo. You don't know we have prophetic feast? Heyo. Don't call me again, no. Then he calls, you pick it again. Hello? But I told you not to call me again. You have so much time, my friend. So much time. So much time. He speaks to me every day. I won't tell you the things I do, but I mean, me sit down before network news to hear what? I'm one of the news you're hearing. So what's my problem? Amen. Praise God. Things. News from heaven will turn you to a newsmaker. Access to news from heaven will turn any donkey to a newsmaker. God telling you what to do, telling you the way to go. Now you must grab that this week. Your entire spiritual lifetime table will change here. You leave this place, everybody will know another spiritual giant as a match. You'll be picking directives from heaven day by day. Everything will be answering in your favor. Your life will become like a dreamland to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Well, we are in a feast, so there is no fasting today. Amen. You are not happy? Amen. You need all the strength required to maximize the deliveries from heaven on this mountain. Just call in faith. Your fastings over the years covers for today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Lift up those two hands and together let's share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Help me congratulate your neighbors to your right and to your left. And 7 o'clock, we are here for the hour of visitation. Congratulate him. Answers are here. Testimonies are here.